Well, it's the final pod of the year. Not really a busy news week. I think everybody was off doing their own thing for holiday season or whatever you want to call this, right? Even my mom has a podcast. Hey, I'm Von Fry.
And joining I'm Mom. Me.
Thanks for cutting. You know, we talked about stepping on lines because of Tim Allen just the other week, and you completely forgot, didn't you?
Sorry. You gonna start over?
No, we're not starting over.
Okay.
So,
Whoopsie.
Yeah, what did we do this past week?
Chilled.
No, we had to go on the road, and it was freezing the whole time.
It was cold. We went to Arkansas, to Bentonville, Arkansas, to visit my mother-in-law and I had
what ready for some kids, and we never got to do it.
Magic tricks. I know.
Goodness
so you can
sake.
Do it next time.
Thank goodness I didn't travel with, like, you know, a whole PA system ready to do stand-up comedy only to get told not to do it at the last minute, right?
Sorry.
So that sucked, and I was freezing cold for no reason. Everywhere I went, it said it was 70 degrees, but it was actually 50. So it took me... I didn't get unfrozen until like a couple of days after coming back to Kansas.
It's cold. It was cold.
That's
there.
What I know about that.
Yeah.
And what all did you get for Christmas?
What did I get for Christmas?
I'm opening a rock star.
The wonderful jar of you know what that you gave me.
Yep. And you got a year of Paramount Plus.
Oh, I did get a year of Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
That's nice. We'll enjoy that.
Well, you
that.
Said that you wanted to watch the Bass Reeves, right? Also,
yeah,
their Halo show is coming back, I think, February 8th. I was kind of surprised to see that. That's the return of Halo, which, by the way, it's supposedly, and I don't know if this is still true, they said it was their number one show. Can you be the number one show on something that only has like five shows? Is it that much of a bragging rights scenario?
You can be the number one of wherever you want to be the number one.
But it is just reviled by the Halo game community. It just takes so many, it's not even liberties. It's just off doing its own thing. In the Halo games, this guy Master Chief, the meme is at the very end of the first game, after he's done killing all the aliens, he's on his ship and he's head back home or whatever, he takes his helmet off. And there's another helmet on underneath it. That's the meme thing people do, okay? In this show, the first thing he does is take his helmet off.
Is there anything underneath it?
Yeah, he has a face.
Oh.
And he's Lieb Shriver's younger brother who's big, but he's not as big as this character's supposed to be. But yeah, it just goes more off the deep end from there. There's some Asian girl that's like a central part of it that she wasn't a character in the games and... all kinds of crazy stuff happening, but at least it's not that predictable. I'll have to give it that. So I'm curious, not looking forward to, but curious about what comes of that show. Surely we have some more Tulsa King around the corner, right?
I hope so. I like that show. That was good.
Yeah. I'm going to have to return this Apple Watch band I bought myself to put in a box for you to give me so you could pretend to give me something.
I gave you something.
It keeps, look at that. Like there's like, a whole link difference, and you'd put this on, and 10 minutes later, it's a link or two loose.
Maybe you're losing weight.
No, everybody's complaining about this fine woven material that Apple made up to try to get out of using leather so that they could be vegan and offset our carbon footprint. What these companies do, I'll tell you this. Every one of these companies that talks about going green, offsetting their footprint, all this garbage, right?
Yep.
They do that as a smokescreen so that they can pay outsourced labor in third world countries $1.50 an hour.
That's
and be like, hey, don't pay any attention to that. Look at how much we're offsetting our footprint.
Our carbon fiber footprint.
We're going back like beyond zero or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even convinced this carbon footprint thing's a bad idea. Like, I mean, okay, you go to a smoggy city. It smells nice.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, sure it does.
Well, when were you ever in a city that smelled nice?
I mean, it got to smell like bacon or something, right?
No. Okay, so what did you get for Christmas?
I told you, I'm turning this watch back.
Okay, and you're getting to go on your first Caribbean cruise. That's pretty cool.
Which I did not ask to do that.
Well, you don't look a gift horse in the face.
That's not the slogan.
What's the slogan?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Oh, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I do think you should inspect the horse before you ride it.
Well, that's probably smart.
Well, yeah. So I think this is a bad phrase, is what I think it is.
Okay.
Well, why don't we go ahead and get into what news we've got?
All right.
I don't have a whole ton listed here because what did we do? Just it was football all week, really?
Watch football. Watched a lot of football.
The trouble is that, like I had said, the NBA and the NFL, they were kind of like, hey, you can have Thanksgiving. We'll do the Christmas stuff. Then the NFL's like, hey, you know what? We want to do Christmas also.
Yeah.
We ended up watching the NFL on Christmas. I'm not so sure if many people watch the NBA on Christmas or if they even want those numbers coming out.
Well, I want to complain because we live in Kansas and we didn't get to watch either one of our state football teams play in a bowl
game. And whose fault is that? Governor Laura Kelly.
Oh, is that who is it?
She made it possible for KU and K-State to get put behind a paywall with ESPN Plus.
That's crummy.
And meanwhile, the Big 12 allowed Oklahoma and Texas to never have to be sequestered there. They always got their games on TV.
That's crummy.
But if they were on I think in the case of these bowl games, though, even the top bowls, they might actually not be on network television. They might be on ESPN altogether.
Okay.
But KU played on ESPN. Quarterback scored 6 touchdowns in a victory.
That's great.
I will assume that is a KU bowl game record for touchdowns. However, he had 3 interceptions, so it kind of
that's not good.
Makes it seem... Usually when you have 6 touchdowns, you don't have any interceptions because you're too busy scoring touchdowns.
That's great.
But it ended up being a bit of a shootout with UNLV.
Hey, what was the final score of Kansas State University bowl game?
And yeah, I said shootout when they had a shooting at their school. I realized, okay.
What was it called?
K-State hadn't played yet.
Is it tonight?
They play tonight and we don't get to watch
it. It's called the Pop-Tart Bowl.
So what was the name of KU's bowl?
I don't even know.
The Guaranteed...
Access Bowl?
Guaranteed Rate.
Oh, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Oh,
hold
dear.
On. Say that again.
The Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
All right. Just checking. And I would rather play at the Pop-Tarts Bowl because people have heard of Pop-Tarts, right?
Yeah, I think there's a Pop-Tart on the trophy.
Well, I want to get into some of the stuff happening here. Republicans want change to law to protect their families. So this gal, she calls herself MTG. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
MTG, huh?
She had a swatting incident at her house. And evidently, this isn't the first time this happened. This really is vague, but they want some laws changed to try to stop the swatting incidents. Only because it's happening to them, really, if you think about it. That's the way anything in the government works. Once it happens to them, then they take action. And that goes for either side here. But the swatting stuff, I think... I wouldn't say we're experts on the swatting. You haven't done a lot of swatting, have you?
Well, we live in Wichita, Kansas, and there was a major swatting incident here.
Yeah, I think this is the first incident of a swatting assassination fatality.
Horrible. Yeah, that was awful.
So that was a local event, and the perpetrator, he's getting some time in jail, but it's kind of like, I don't think it's severe enough. I wonder if, and this, all they really give you here is, okay, it's going to make it easier for 911 dispatchers to identify the swatters or the police to identify them. Doesn't really seem to say much about the penalty. And, you know, this is sort of one of these cyber sort of crimes that's ahead of the law system, right?
Right.
Like, you can do things that should be illegal, but the law hasn't put on the books yet.
But it's catching up, I hope, because this swatting is really dangerous. It's a waste of taxpayers'
money. It might be something like
a...
Maybe it's considered like a wire fraud and also, you know... There is a law against dialing 911 as a hoax, you know, things like that, right?
Right.
So that is a thing that is totally possible. Warner Brothers pulls off a first in the 2023 box office here. They got the whole podium finished. They had 3 movies finished at the top of the box office.
That's great.
Except no one cares anymore. Their top movie of the weekend... Aquaman, what do they call this? Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. It didn't make much money. I think it made domestically even less than the Marvels, which everybody was making fun of for how much it made.
Because nobody says, let's go to the movies anymore. I mean, it's just not a big deal anymore.
There is a meme where it's like, hey, can we go see Star Wars? We've got Star Wars at our house. And then it's like Star Wars at our house is... the Obi-Wan Kenobi show instead of the movie at the theaters. But the idea is that the mom doesn't know. They're similar to another meme. It's like, hey, the consoles I had as a kid. And the guy shows a picture of like the NES, the Super Nintendo, the Sega Genesis, the Sony PlayStation, PlayStation right. 2, Dreamcast. And then it says mom just calls each of them Nintendo, 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 Nintendo. And that is totally you, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. Go play your Nintendo and who knows what they're playing.
There was certainly a period of time in which one did not play video games. They played Nintendo.
That's true.
That's how ubiquitous the NES was.
That's right.
Yeah.
You didn't say, let's go rent a movie. You said, go to Blockbuster. Let's go to Blockbuster.
I miss Blockbuster you can insert whatever your favorite video store is in this, but there is a certain benefit to picking what is there and saying, you know what, darn it, we're going to watch this tonight instead of browsing endlessly, looking for something that's going to be suggested to you through some algorithm, and you don't get the fancy box art, right?
Right. Well, also, you don't just have to kind of agree as a family, maybe, you know? Everybody watches what they want to watch nowadays.
I like the sense of commitment, though.
Right. You're going to watch it tonight.
There was one movie that we uncommitted to at Blockbuster. You remember what it was?
No.
There was one movie, and it's actually on IMDb's top... It's like in the top 20 or something. It's really highly rated. And we ran it from Blockbuster, and we got halfway through, and Dad's like, I had enough of this, and he turned it off.
What was it?
Fight Club.
Oh. Well, yeah. I wasn't watching that.
You were watching it.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
Did I start to watch it?
You had to be watching it with us. We ran it from Blockbuster.
I remember
when you rent something from Blockbuster, you watch it.
I know, but oftentimes I would fall asleep, or it was too scary for Mom, or just not my cup of tea. Didn't always watch
Was there too much fighting in Fight Club?
I can't remember what happened in Fight Club.
Do you remember what happened with the penguin in Fight Club?
There wasn't a penguin in Fight Club.
What about the airplane?
There wasn't an airplane either.
Okay,
was there?
Whatever. If you say so.
Maybe I wasn't. I didn't watch Fight Club.
Yeah, maybe you just don't remember.
Don't talk about Fight Club. Remember?
That is the first rule of Fight Club. What's the second rule of Fight Club?
I have no idea.
You do not talk about Fight Club. That's the second rule.
I thought it was that first rule.
Well, it's two there. There's also some other news here. Man, and this is, I'm reading this because I want to present how loaded news reporting is now. Okay? This is the headline from Metro, whatever that is.
Metro News.
Surely it's not rural, right?
Metro News.
Man who made billions out of death and killing dies at the age of 94. So this guy, Austrian developer of the Glock pistols. And it says here, there's no way to know exactly how many people have died because of this guy's device and all this stuff. It's also used by military forces as well as privately. It's light, cheap, you know, super effective at killing people, all this stuff like this. You could have also phrased this, more neutral. Founder of Glock dies at 94. Or you could have even said the other direction. Man who saved lives with...
Saved lives.
Yeah, saved lives, but with self-defense. You know, yeah. Champion of self-defense.
How many
dies,
people
right?
did he save?
They don't like keeping records of this sort of stuff.
Don't be positive.
Because if the thing about stats... And you can figure this out by watching modern NBA. It comes back to LeBron James. On this show, it is LeBron. They changed the rules about what constitutes an assist in the NBA
because of LeBron James.
For LeBron James to pad his stats,
okay,
because he likes to pass. Just like Tom Brady in the clutch. Maybe they're both actually the GOAT because when it's clutch time, they both pass the ball, right?
Quarterbacks are supposed to pass, Doofy.
Well, if you're 6'9", almost 300 pounds, and you can just force your way on people, evidently you have to pass also in basketball. But he can pass the ball, and then I pass the ball to you, okay? But my name's LeBron James. I pass the ball to you. You pass the ball to Dad. He dunks. I get the assist because I'm LeBron James. That's what they do now. Okay. He's got this other thing he's been doing, and everything is awful. He dunks.
Everything's awful.
He dunks on a 6-foot guy. First of all, he travels, throws himself into this guy to knock him down, dunks or lay up because he doesn't jump that high anymore. So he lays up, and then he makes this "you're too small" gesture, and he doesn't do it to the guy's face. He does it to the crowd.
Oh.
He turns to the crowd and goes, "The guy's too small to be guarding me."
No, maybe the crowd's too small.
No. And besides, this would be more of a showy thing if the 6 foot guy dunked on LeBron to be like, you're too small, right?
Yeah.
When you got 9 inches on a guy, shouldn't you be able to score on that without committing two fouls in the process? But somehow, because it's LeBron, he gets to go to the line and shoot the ball.
I don't know.
It is so bizarre.
Sounds like he's the man.
Last thing I want to complain about in the news. Unless you got some news stories. You got some news stories?
No, I don't have any.
All right, Taylor Swift, her album 1989 is number one on the charts again. Taylor's version. This gal. Okay, I'm putting the phone down to complain here.
Uh-oh.
What is the deal with Taylor Swift? I don't get it. She has some okay kind of catchy songs. She has a tour in which it's just her best of collection. She doesn't have anything new. These are songs you already know that you have on your phone or wherever else or your hi-fi listening system.
She's very good at marketing.
You've heard all this stuff before, and you're going to pay $1,000 to hear her sing it live, allegedly. Let's hope she's not doing the backing track thing, right? Let's assume she's actually live. Singing, okay?
Well, yeah, because she changed it up for Kelsey.
Well, maybe for that song, but let's assume she's actually singing live.
She's singing.
All she did was she said, okay, every one of these songs is, this guy dumped me. And, hey, look how relatable I am, because you got dumped, I got dumped, we can all get dumped. Hey, relate to me. Then she says, you know what? This other guy, I think his name's Scooter, okay? Evil executive, and he took advantage of the contract and all this. So now I got to re-release all my music, and I'm calling it Taylor's version. Every album, all over again, re-recording every song, and that's another opportunity to put this stuff back on the charts.
Well, hey, if it makes money, do it. That's all I can say. She's doing it. She's winning.
She has tricked her fans into buying everything twice.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I do. And now we have to act like she Time Person of the Year. Everywhere she goes, she's just like the gold touch. Look how bad the Chiefs are doing with her showing up now. They may even have a losing record with her in attendance at this point.
I know, but I think she's a very nice person.
There are worse role models, but we shouldn't be looking to entertainers as role models at all.
But you know what? We do. And so it's nice to have a good one compared to some presidents we have.
All right, you had something you wanted to say. My brother said something.
Oh, that's okay. We'll do it after this.
No, you go. What? Why did you
okay.
just?
Okay, while we were with the relatives over Christmas, your brother said, you know, Vaughn really did get chewed out of his birthdays being born on December 29th. So he's really felt kind of sorry for you. So somebody's birthday's tomorrow.
What kind of crap is that? Well, so he brings it up to be like, well, I guess I didn't have to get him anything for either day. Is that what that is?
I guess so.
But he really got cheated. Oh, well, I guess since he got cheated, that's how it is. Whatever. I'm not programmed to be relatable. I'm not Taylor Swift. We need to know if Tyler knows it. Do you know any Taylor Swift songs?
No.
Now, hey, well, we're hanging out with the relatives, right? So we have one guy who has a memory problem. And we had to pick him up, okay? This is Oma's husband, and
he has Alzheimer's.
Well, did they say it's Alzheimer's or dementia?
Dementia. It's pretty severe.
I don't think he has even a short-term memory.
It's gone.
Because we go and we pick him up, and I'm riding with Uncle Martin in his new Volkswagen electric vehicle, and I open the door for him to get out of the car, and he gets out of the car, and he holds the door open.
For somebody.
And there's no one to hold the door open for. And he's holding the door open. And Dad, you know, to take him back to his shelter, Dad put him in the car, and he was, like, turning around in the car looking for where to sit in the car. Like, somehow did a 360 in the car.
I think he's used to be getting them. They take him places now in a van.
I think he's
like, you know how you climb in a van, then you go to your seat. I think that's what he's thinking.
Well, he said to me, you know, I appreciate everything you do for me. And I'm like, you got it. You know, just doing my job.
Bless your heart.
But he thinks that he might be the security guard at the shelter.
He doesn't call it. He calls it his work, where he works.
Does he think he's head of security? He used to be head of security at what was called the National Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Right. No. So, well, he was security. I don't know if he was head.
But to compound to the fun.
He was also a police officer.
To compound to the fun, Oma, his wife, hearing issues, while also not having any teeth. She had all of her teeth taken out and is waiting to get some
new dentures.
She had some bad dentures, so she's going to get good dentures. She's walking around with no teeth.
Comedy of errors here.
And she's trying to explain things to him. He has no idea what's happening. She tried to say bed sheets, and it came out bed cheese, which I thought was hilarious because he's like, huh, what? Bed cheese. And I think that would be a great company name for like some hipster blankets, right?
They're going to be yellow with little holes in them. Bed cheese.
They don't have to, but yeah, that was what we dealt with.
Sounds disgusting.
You think so?
It's a laugh a minute around here.
Well, why don't we get into a little game? A little game I like to call... Is this your favorite game?
I'm pretty good at it.
Oh, well, you think you are. Now, not particularly on theme with, you know, the year's... It's hardly a year recap around here, what we said at the start, but this is about Olympians. You remember the Olympics?
The Olympics are this year.
No.
2024.
It's not 2024 yet.
Well, it's almost.
And where are they?
Paris.
And is Mark Spitz, Olympic swimmer, Mark Spitz, is he dead or alive?
He's alive.
Mark Spitz is...
alive. Very good.
Not dead yet. Yeah. All right, up next. Carrie Strug, 1996 U.S. gymnastics team. This is the gal who had to do the vault, and she landed on one foot because she was kind of injured. And then, like, the guy with, like, the biggest windbreaker ever had to come by and pick her up, and they, you know, made a big photo opportunity out of it. Is Carrie Strug dead or alive?
Alive.
Carrie Strug is...
good.
Alive. Similar, Tonya Harding, not quite America's sweetheart. Bad girl of... figure skating. Tonya Harding dead or alive?
Alive.
Tonya Harding is, I can't believe this, still alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. Did you ever watch the I, Tonya with the Margot Robbie?
I never watched that movie, no.
You know what it's about?
Yes.
Okay, it's Margot Robbie has to play Tonya Harding.
Did she do a good job?
You know, it's like this. If I was Tonya Harding and you said, we got someone playing you in a movie, who's it going to be, Amy Schumer? No, she's busy doing Barbie. Let's get Tonya Harding to be played by Margot Robbie. Oh, okay, sure. Oh, you know what? Why don't we have Margot Robbie actually play Barbie because she looks like Barbie also. So it's kind of a win for Tonya Harding, right?
It is.
Because who's going to say,
you know. Does Tonya look like Barbie? No.
You know, it's, I mean, they tried to ugly up Margot Robbie a bit. To look like Tonya Harding, it's not a match, okay? But I think it's flattering towards Tonya Harding at any rate, right?
That's the way those things usually go.
Florence Griffin Jr., FloJo, track star. FloJo dead or alive?
I think she's alive.
FloJo is...
oh, she passed away.
Dead. Yep.
Got one wrong. Doggone
You've been
it.
On a bit of a hot streak.
Hey, I'm hot.
All right. Last up. Part of the 1992 Dream Team. You know what the Dream Team was?
Yes. Basketball team.
Don't just say yes. Describe. Okay. The basketball team of who?
Well, it's like the first time we took our real pros.
Our real pros?
Yeah, our real basketball pros there.
And who all was on the Dream Team?
Oh, I can't remember for sure. I think... Shaq?
Shaq, huh?
Wasn't he?
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay, how about Magic Johnson? He was on.
Yeah, he was there. Were there any white guys on the Dream Team?
Was Larry Bird?
Larry Bird was there.
Okay, that's all I know.
You don't think maybe Charles Barkley was on it?
He probably was.
Was Grant Hill?
Probably.
How about Kobe Bryant?
Was Kobe? Maybe he was.
What about LeBron James?
LeBron wasn't.
You don't think so?
No, he wouldn't.
What about David Robinson? Is David Robinson dead or alive?
Who's that?
Well, he was on the Dream Team.
Was he? Okay, I think he might be dead then.
David Robinson is...
got that one wrong too. Two wrong, three right.
Well, I mean, that's the way it goes sometimes with... David Robinson played his whole career with the San Antonio Spurs, won 2 championships.
I'm sorry, David.
There's worse role models out there than Taylor Swift, right? He's one of the better NBA role models.
Is he like related or a brother to the actress Robinson?
Holly Robinson Pete.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think so. No, but she's married to a football player.
Oh, don't look at that picture. You saw that, didn't you?
She's married to a Rodney Pete, former NFL quarterback.
Did you see that comedian?
Who?
Did you see a picture?
Of what?
What did you do?
On your iPad?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, can you lean closer to the microphone?
I have a quote for you. This is a New Year's Eve quote. Now there are more overweight people in America than average white people. So average white people are now average. I'm sorry. Let me start over.
Wow, that's how average works.
Now there are more overweight people in America than average white people. So overweight people are now average, which means you already met your New Year's resolution.
Is this a guy?
Maybe. I'm going to make it hard for you.
All right, you understand that. This is not an easy game to guess.
This is a gentleman.
A gentleman. Is he younger than you or older than you?
Older than you? Which is hard because you're barely alive if you're older than me.
Yeah, I mean, I watched Home Alone 2 the other night, and I posted on Instagram. I said, if you're seeing this, you're probably older than the mom in Home Alone 2.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
Yep.
So, talk show host?
Yeah.
Former talk show host?
Yeah.
Is it Jay Leno?
Yes.
How many times have we done Jay Leno here?
Well, I like Jay Leno, so it comes up.
Okay, look, I know the odds are really against me on this game because it's like...
He is older than me.
Here's a quote. Who said it? And it's not even a famous quote. Maybe it's by somebody famous. It's not a famous quote. It's not what they're known for. Yeah, it's not...
But you are a comedian, and you can tell... Who's wrote
what?
That.
All I can really go on is your limited knowledge, and you're having to go back to Jay Leno repeatedly.
Who would mom pick?
Who has mom heard of? That's all I've got to go on.
I need to watch some new comics I can get.
So, what are we looking forward to in 2024 aside from a cruise to the Caribbean where I'm going to get mauled by a jaguar or who knows what? Or you're going to, isn't it like Belize? We're not allowed to wear camouflage.
You can't wear camouflage anywhere over in there in the Caribbean. I don't.
Also, your other son might have a explosive phone that should have been recalled.
Yeah, you can't take that on the boat.
And they're going to confiscate that. This is going to be great. And they have a comedy room that seats like 12 people.
Yeah, you might be able to open in there.
I could headline and they wouldn't even notice.
Bye-bye now. Happy New Year.